Hello, listeners. This is Editor Dominic Stone coming at you after the fact because I forgot to record the first half of this interview. So thankfully, I realized this while we were doing the interview, and we were able to do a brief summary after it was over. Dr. Riley Richards kind of introduced himself, said how long he was working here, stuff like that. So we aren't completely missing information, but the interview starts during the song that he wanted to play. So sorry about that, but enjoy the rest of the interview. So I'm here with Riley Richards today. Riley, do you want to give us a little summary of yourself? What's your position here? You're a faculty member. How long have you been working here? Where did you go to school?
Yeah. So I'm a communication faculty. This is my third year here at OIT. I'm originally from Michigan. Grew up as kind of a pig farmer. Very, very small town. And by small, I mean my high school graduating class was 17 people, including me. So pretty teeny tiny. I did my undergrad and master's a few hours away from my hometown at Western Michigan University. My PhD over in University of Wisconsin, Milwaukee. So just jumped the, I'm going to say pond, but it's really Lake Michigan. And then kept moving west out here. Yeah, been here ever since.
And you started teaching here in 2021?
Fall 2021, yep.
Gotcha.
So this is the start of my third year.
All right.
And the damned. He said, will you defeat them? Your demons and all the non-believers. The plans that they have made. Because one day I'll leave you a phantom to lead you in the summer to join the black.
Say you want to play. Who's that?
All right, that was Welcome to the Black Parade by My Chemical Romance. Absolute blast from the past classic. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to KTEC 89.5 FM. I am here with Dr. Riley Richards. We're doing an interview on the first-generation student experience, basically, for First Generation Students Week 2023 here at the Oregon Institute of Technology. Now, Riley, next question for you. How do you maintain a good perspective when life gets tough?
I have been testing that one this term so much. For all the psych majors out there, please don't judge me for this one. But I would say I look back and say, and just like kind of think about how far I've come. But the saying is, like, you could be doing this, or you could be freezing in your car again. So do the thing now. Which again, probably isn't the best mental mindset. So again, psych majors, don't judge me too hard. But again, just like thinking about how far I've come. Back to like time in like a trailer park, living in a car. And again, I get to do these cool things now. I get to meet and interact with cool students. I get to work on my cool research projects. So that is just like that perspective taking,
yeah,
I would say, is the biggest one. But this term has certainly tested that mindset. Hmm. So
what so you mentioned your current research projects, are those the same ones that you mentioned near the start of the broadcast? Like researching like taboo topics and stuff?
Yeah, so that's my major area. My area now is also looking at human-machine communication. So my overarching research question there is, how could a human have a relationship with a robot? And if they can, what does that look like? I'm thinking about like more humanoid robots, not mini artificial assistant Siri, Amazon Alexa,
sure,
et cetera. It has to be, yeah, human-bodied.
Interesting. Okay. Well, big interview question, I guess. How has being first-generation enabled you to navigate different spaces and roles? That one's pretty open-ended, so you can interpret that any way you like.
I would say it's the most beneficial now, like working with current first-gen students.
Mm-hmm.
This is the radio broadcast, so like I am a white, formally educated, able-bodied, cisgendered, hetero man in America. I am the poster boy of privilege, so I'll acknowledge that. And I think it was also a benefit in college, like when I was a either undergraduate or graduate student, people just kind of assumed I knew things, which was the wrong assumption to make. But I didn't have to like over-articulate answers to questions in class. I didn't have to like fight to be called on. So yeah, it's by the role is more prevalent now.
Okay.
Because I can, again, walk multiple paths, connecting with current first-gen students. Like, been there, done that. You can get through it, to just having a literal PhD in communication, easily switch roles into like working with different people, whether it be administrators here, colleagues, other institutions, et cetera. I will give props to my formal education and my area of communication in that sense.
Okay. Yeah, I can see how that would help. Well, we're closing in on the end of our interview here. Do you have any final words or comments, things we didn't get to cover that you'd like to?
I just mentioned before earlier in the broadcast that imposter syndrome, and I guess you also mentioned people in other interviews has brought it up.
Yep.
As well. So that's like from the teacher perspective, and I can't speak for Tammy, but I'm sure Tammy would resonate this as well. It's like, we see you, we've been there, and try to just we present, icon's not the right word, but like as an example of like first gen students can do this.
Mm-hmm.
It is possible. Like, I am living proof. And I really wish I would have had that. Like, I don't want to say icon, but a symbol of what does a first-gen student success story look like?
Yeah.
And I didn't get that probably until grad school.
Maybe, yeah, like maybe a better picture of knowing what you're working towards, what it might look like in some sort of tangible manner.
Or even just knowing that this is achievable.
Yeah, yeah.
You can go to school and graduate thousands of people every year, but you don't know if they come from a similar background.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm thinking like first day classes, I had no idea what was going on, but everyone else knew. Like they kind of easily fell in line and stuck out like a sore thumb. So again, to the president, it's like, we see you, ask questions. Like thinking back in my education days, I didn't ask enough. The fear of asking the wrong, or not asking the wrong question, that's not right. The fear of asking a question that I should know the answer to, I did not overcome that fear long until after I graduated undergrad.
Huh. All right, well, thank you. This has been, as we're coming to the end of our interview here on KTEC 89.5 FM for First Generation Students Week. We got one more interview coming up this week tomorrow. I can't remember the time off the top of my head, but lucky for you and me, the schedule is posted on our website at KTEC 89.5 FM. All these interviews will be recorded and posted next week for later listening. Until next time, Klamath Falls and surrounding communities, have a great rest of your day.